Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
So she's feeling kind of worthless as a stay-at-home mom now because she's not dealing with any of the finances whatsoever or no longer supplying any of the finances. So we'll get to her email here in just 1 second. This caught my attention this morning, and I can't figure out why. What would the benefit be for any man to sit down while peeing?
Aim?
Notice the women are going to default to the other person who has a penis in the room.
That's the only one I can think of. You don't have to aim.
Is it cleaner? Like, yeah. Is it like less messy because you don't have like splashback and stuff?
Right.
So they do this worldwide survey trying to figure out which countries where dudes sit down to pee more than in any other countries. And 40% of German dudes sit down to pee.
What?
And some of the public restrooms there, it's mandatory, which I understand. Because some dudes, I mean, you walk in our trash bathroom here. How do you miss? How do dudes miss or the splash is so bad that's as disgusting as it is? So I can understand that part. But 40% of German men do. As far as countries go, the U.S. is somewhere like right in the middle, like between 9 and 13. 9 of 13 countries where dudes are sitting down to pee, and I can't figure out what the benefit is, really.
I Googled it because I was curious. So there's a scientific reason. It allows your bladder to empty faster and more completely. And then if you have prostate problems, it is easier for you to pee as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And less UTIs.
What was the first part of that?
It allows you to empty your bladder faster.
So you could pee faster by sitting down?
Mm-hmm. You should time yourself. I would pay you money if you got to stop watching. Time yourself standing up and time yourself sitting down.
It's always different, though.
What do you mean?
For me, like the length of time.
Depending on how hydrated
you are and all that kind of stuff.
And you're also, you gotta go.
Right.
You're also losing time on pulling your pants down and sitting down on the toilet rather than standing up, just whipping that thing out.
Says it comes out with greater force because of the positioning.
Really?
Okay.
Oh. Now, if it's mandatory, how do they enforce it? Did you say it was mandatory in some?
That's what it says,
like an officer in there?
They can see to see which way your feet are underneath the stall.
Or if there's a drip on the floor, they follow you out?
Freeze!
Turn around, Jared!
Yeah.
Squat!
Yes, Tommy.
I got another one for you. When I worked in Miami, this guy did this. And when you walk in the bathroom as a man, it was a little startling. Because you're used to seeing people just standing at the urinal doing their thing. He would take his pants down, and they would be down at his ankles.
I've heard this before.
When he's standing at the urinal?
Yes. Yeah, Mo has talked about this.
Yeah, dude, I used to work here. He used to do that. You don't remember?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. So he's just standing there at the urinal, and his ass is just hanging out.
Fully out.
And his pants are all the...
He double-cheeked at the bathroom.
Like a toddler sometimes. You'll see at a stadium like bathroom with his dad.
He took down everything.
Yes.
Or at least my guy in Miami, he just kind of over the top, but his pants were on the floor.
No, Mo told us this dude's pants were all the way down, ass hanging.
I always say most guys either go over the ropes or through the ropes, but he both cheeks out every day.
No ropes.
It's no ropes.
No ropes.
No.
All right. Mo's got the email from stay-at-home mom feeling a little on the worthless side here.
Hi, P1 listener here, and I love you guys. And can't believe I am emailing you guys for advice, but strangely enough, I feel like you guys are my besties because I spend so much time with you. LOL.
Hard you do.
Also, I think Cassie and Kristen give the best advice, so here I am.
They didn't just now.
Heart you even more. I'm over here just like I'm trying.
Here is my dilemma in a short version. I have recently quit my job. My husband encouraged me to do so because he could tell I was miserable. Miserable is an understatement. I have always had a full-time job and was a single mom before I met my now husband, so I know what it's like to hustle. I sometimes had 3 jobs at once to provide for my son and I. My current husband makes good money, and it has allowed me to feel less pressure to hustle like I had been accustomed to. However, I've been unemployed for a little over a month now, and I'm experiencing crippling anxiety from not working. Mm. I feel worthless because I am no longer financially contributing to my family. My husband reassures me all the time that it's okay, but I can't help but feel that I am worthless. Mm. I'm afraid that he will grow to resent me, even though this was a mutual decision. I am also restricted to working from home because our son's school does not offer before and after care, and he is too young to ride the bus and stay home. So recently, I've been going down these rabbit holes on social media of these people that claim they can help you make passive income from home with little to no time or effort.
Pyramid scheme. Sorry.
What'd you say?
Pyramid scheme. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Pyramid.
Sounds way too good to be true, right? Now, I am no dummy, so I have yet to purchase any of these quote-unquote courses or training videos. They are selling, but I can't help but feel like there has to be something I can do to make some income that is not the standard 9-to-5. Do you guys or anyone in the Bird Show fam have any experience with selling audiobooks online or opening an Amazon store or selling digital downloads? I would really like to communicate with someone that has experience in this. I want to work, but as I mentioned, I am limited to a work-from-home job, and I want to own a small business that can offer some flexibility from your typical 9-to-5, stuck-at-a-desk-all-day remote job. Any advice from you guys or Bird Show fam about starting one of these digital passive income businesses would be greatly appreciated. P.S. Abby, I submitted a breakup story for your podcast. Hope to hear from you soon. I have a real doozy for you. Also, you are doing great.
There you go.
Aww.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Yay, you're doing great.
The words of affirmation I needed this morning.
So first of all, I wouldn't feel guilty. And I know it can be hard to feel that way. But I think there was a study. Someone added up all the different roles stay-at-home parents do. And if you added up what that salary would be, it's something like $180,000 a year of labor that stay-at-home parents do. You just obviously don't see an income. So you are contributing to your family in a different way. It's just the monetary value. It looks a little different. Now, for the passive income stuff, first of all that information is free on TikTok. You can Google any one of those things, Amazon storefronts, digital downloads, selling audio, like it's all online. You can do it. But here's what I would do if I were you. I would take that time to figure out what I like doing. Do I like painting? Do I like writing? You know, what is it? Do I like designing sweatshirts? Find something that you like to do and then make passive income out of that. That way you feel fulfilled. And then you're not doing something that you hate doing. Or you can do something easy like learning to code, which is actually pretty easy. And you can get temporary remote jobs doing that as well for a couple of hours each day.
I understand her current struggle because for so long, you have been working your ass off. Multiple jobs. You are a single mom. You were doing everything for everybody else. And now you actually have some time to do something for you. And it's hard to get to know yourself, especially after you become a mom and what you really want to do that's going to like fulfill you and give you purpose. So I know this is a major adjustment for you right now. And I hate that you feel worthless. I want you first and foremost to start working on your self-talk speech like we have done earlier. You need to give that the whoever's calling you worthless, that is no longer your name. You need to give her a different name and you need to start talking her down because you are a stay-at-home mom. You are the furthest thing from worthless, okay? Even if you need to make a list one day of everything you can, everything you do for your family so you can see it in black and white how much you contribute, whether you pull in a paycheck or not, and how much money you're saving your family by not having to pay for after, you know, school, pre-care, or daycare because that stuff is so expensive. Mm-hmm. So you're saving your family a ton of money on top of that. So really get to know yourself. Recognize your worth, and like Cassie said, find like your passion project of where you want to put your energy.
It's a Bird Show.
The Bird Show.